What's up, you guys?
Hi, everyone.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the Are You Good podcast.
It's been good.
Been a long time since we said that.
I know. We just been like hopping right in. We forgot our intro, but last week we danced.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, do we really have a proper intro? I'm going to move this down with my foot. I hope you guys can see.
This is why we need assistance.
We need Mary Gates back.
Literally.
Episode one of begging Mary Gates to come back.
Please, Mary.
Please, 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 Mary Dash.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, how have you been?
I've been good. How about you?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Do you guys hear that?
Wonderful. I've been busy.
I have been busy too. And that kind of keeps me out of trouble, so I can't complain.
Yeah, it keeps me out of like overthinking my whole life and everything I need to get done. But I feel like I don't really need to get anything done. It's a new season. Spring
has been springing lately.
Yeah, literally. Today was so nice.
It was beautiful. Like, I felt it. Like,
I'm going to need the wind to stop. But it's fine.
Yeah. Wind has been strong, but I had the sunroof open, windows down, had an ice cream cone with Jake.
From where?
Country Cones.
I love Country Cones.
Today was, the flavors were Dole Orange or Strawberry Cheesecake, and that's what I got.
Really?
For soft serve. But, I mean, they have their hard ice creams, too, but
yeah,
the soft serves were
I love soft serve. I love ice cream. I love a good cone.
Oh, it was perfect. And then I got back to the house and Zazu ate the cone because he's greedy.
I love him. I love Zazu.
He's mental.
If you see me looking somewhere other than Whitney, my cat is out and he's being disobedient right now.
He's radical.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It's because we have to do something.
Uh-huh.
And the dogs are in the other room. Yeah. So
he normally sleeps 23 hours a day. So this is his hour to
rule. I wonder if he'll come over here. TJ, I wonder if you can hear his necklace or his collar. Come here. Oh, he's using a scratching post.
Good. Better than the carpet like he was just using.
Yeah, what are the... Sorry, Mom. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, I've been good. You've been good.
Yeah, yeah. Last week...
Yeah.
We aired some dirty laundry.
Yeah, so...
This week, we're going to keep it lighthearted.
We can't take two hits.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't take 2 weeks of two hits. Like, it just can't happen. But it was just a really good episode. That was my favorite episode we filmed.
Me too.
Just airing out my dirty laundry. Nobody can use it against me.
Like, not to toot our own horn. But it was creative.
It was really creative.
There is no other podcast that has done that. I checked.
Someone's going to find something.
Yeah, and then they're going to be like, oh, actually, yeah.
You know what? Shut up.
Gossip Girl, they did it first. Yes, but we don't have that in Ohio.
No, so we did it to ourselves.
Uh-huh.
That reminded me of Ask FM. Did you ever use Ask FM?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That just like, oh my gosh. I wonder if my friend Sierra watches because we got into some trouble with that.
Ask FM and Kik. Do you remember Kik?
Yes, I remember Kik.
Kik was insane.
Kik was
the messenger.
Insane. Yep.
Like, why were we using a messenger app when we had iPhones and like iPods?
So we could talk to people we didn't know.
That's true.
And feel a little safer.
Yeah, that's true.
I remember being like 17, like talking to like 35, 40-year-old men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wasn't 17. I was like 13. I was a youngin'. I remember like playing soccer and like going on my Kik in the middle of the game. Like checking to see if whoever was talking. It was like... Was it the MadCon era when like people would make up accounts that they were like MadCon boys and I would like think that I was talking to them? I was such a fangirl.
He's
Don't
plotting.
Don't you dare. He's plotting over the camera.
He's literally ready to pounce.
DJ! Don't you dare.
Get over here. Come here. He's ignoring.
Yeah, he is. He's being very disobedient. I'm so sorry if the camera shakes.
Yeah, he's literally going to pounce on it.
I can see his butt shake.
Oh, he just...
What's he doing?
I don't know, but I'm scared.
He's never done this. TJ!
Enough! Get back, you freak.
Sorry, don't call Peter.
Yeah, I didn't hit him.
No, she hit the floor.
Yeah.
But that didn't stop him. Oh!
No, he's on the kit. Anyways, we're just going to ride along.
Yeah.
Going to continue on through the error.
Yeah, so we've always wanted you guys to have kind of like... an inside look to
TJ for the follow us on Instagram, by the way. This video will be, this picture will be on Instagram,
and give us some likes besides ourselves
TJ.
And all.
Yeah, give us a like and follow us on
RIP to headphone users. Yeah. After that,
you guys can get over it. Yeah, anyways, what were you saying? We want to talk about our favorite memories.
Yeah, well, I didn't get that far yet. So we've always like wanted you guys to have kind of like an inside look to our friendship. Mm-hmm. And we talked about like how we got started, and I'm sure we've said some memories along the way, but we kind of wanted to share like our favorite memories together and kind of just let you
talk about them. Story time.
Yeah. Story time. So,
because not all podcasts have to be informational.
Yeah.
I feel like we put so much pressure on ourselves for like making sure what we put out is like informational and like there's an answer all the time.
Yeah.
And like, oh, but
we just want to be professional yappers.
Like, yeah, we are
today. Off we're camera. Today so we're just yapping.
Yeah. So should we get right into it?
Let's get in. Get into it.
Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
Hold on. I gotta get to the message. Open. You can go first while I'm getting ready.
So I made a list of our favorite memories, and I think my first favorite. I'm just gonna go right off the first one.
Okay.
The first one on our list is when we went to Wienerlicious. Now the viewers are probably like, what the hell is Wienerlicious?
Set the stage.
So it's in Michigan. Mackinac
Island.
I think it's right off of Mackinac Island. We never made it to Mackinac Island
because it was too rainy and windy.
Yeah. So it was right off of Mackinac Island, like right before you, like,
you cross the bridge.
Yeah. In this quaint little town in Michigan
where there's no cars,
like nothing. We discovered Wienerlicious.
The largest wiener
ever,
on top of a building in the parking lot. They specialize in like hot dogs and brats, and it was just a wholesome
and small town. And we went to Michigan for Wienerlicious.
Yeah, that's the only reason why we went, because I think I saw it on Pinterest
somewhere. We found it somewhere and we wanted to go on a trip, but like anywhere where we live, 8 hours away in any direction is boring, basically. Yeah. And we're like, oh my gosh, let's go to this place that's 8 hours away, Wienerlicious.
Well,
and so we did.
That part wasn't. Oh yeah, that part was, because we also made it. We made a whole like weekend of it. We went to Ann Arbor, the Sleeping Bear Dunes, and then Wienerlicious. So we kind of just hit all of the. Oh my gosh.
That's okay. Keep going.
We kind of hit all of these little stops along the way. And it was so much fun.
I mean, but then the last night we quite literally were exhausted.
Yeah.
And we left early.
We tried to do too much in a short amount of time.
No, you know what it was? The hotel.
Oh yeah, they had quiet
hours, and they were very strict on their quiet hours. And have you met us? We're not quiet at all.
No. And like, everything shut down at like 7 o'clock, and we were like,
and it was cold. It was raining the whole time we were there.
Yeah. We were just like, okay, let's just drive home.
We
right
went
now.
To Wienerlicious. We had the best wiener of our life. Pause.
That was out of pocket.
Sorry. But I mean, like,
honestly though,
and we were fulfilled. Nothing could top it. So we said, you know what? Let's make our ride back home.
But was it on the way home and you got your B tattoo?
Yeah. Nope, that was DC.
Oh, okay. I'm mixing. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that.
Yeah, that was DC. But yeah, that was one of my favorite memories.
It was just a lot of laughs.
Usual.
Yeah, I think that was that our first like trip together.
I think so. Can you see my cat in this? Yeah, you can.
TJ.
Hi, buddy. Yeah. So that was my first favorite little memory we've got going on. Whitney, what would you say your next favorite memory is?
I would have to say when we lost the dog.
Yeah.
Plug. So Sydney also makes YouTube videos.
Yes.
Sid Gray Pack.
I think it's just Sydney Pack.
Sydney Pack. Okay. Yeah. So go subscribe.
Yeah, thanks. Go watch my video. Subscribe. There's a video on us losing the dog. Yeah, actually,
there's a whole video. And so for like 5 or 6 years of my life, I was a professional dog sitter.
Yes. Like, professional is an understatement.
Like, I literally was homeless during that time because I was at so many people
homes
during that.
Like house sitting and dog sitting.
Yeah. So my number one usual spot, Seth and Lindsay. Hi. I was at their house multiple times a year for sometimes months at a time.
Yeah, it was basically like your second home.
Yeah, because then I also started watching their kids, and it was just like they would go to Mexico.
Full-time nanny.
Yeah, yeah, so I spent a lot of my years growing up there, but they just had one dog, and they had chickens. So it was Lily and the chickens, and they were always cool about you know, if I wanted to have somebody over and Sydney would always come stay with me. So that way I didn't have to be alone.
I also worked at Hartville. Yes. And so they knew who I was. So like, that made it better.
Yeah. So we would just like go to work from there, hang out. But one day, Lindsay, she decided to add chickens into the mix. So it was always just Lily before. And the chickens were very needy. Like, you had to go out, but they were also kind of aggressive. So we had to like hurry up and get the eggs and like give them what they needed.
You'll see in the video if you watch it.
Yeah, if you watch the video, it's dramatic.
It's so funny.
And while we were tending to the chickens, Lily would always just roam. Unless if you were out there, she could roam. But if not, she'd be on a lead. So we were out there. So she was just roaming.
Living her life.
Yeah. So we spent, you know, quite some time getting the chickens. One of them had fallen in between the shed and the bush, and I had to
go. In the fence.
Yeah, in the fence, and it was stuck. So I had to, like, get in there and get him out or get her out. And that's what took so long. So, like, eyes off of Lily. And
but it's normal for her to run around. It's just like when Pearl and Bella are out in the yard, that's just normal for them. So for her to run away was so weird and bizarre. It was like such a freak accident.
Yeah.
Because in the video, we're like, oh, Lily's missing, LOL. And then like, we're like, oh shoot, she actually like is not around. Like, I'm like, let me go around the house.
Yeah. So we went around the house. Could not find her. Up in the tree line, up by the high school. We're looking, I think it's like maybe an hour. Like, I had missed church over it because couldn't find the dog. I'm starting to panic. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna have to call them and tell them that I lost their dog. Like,
that was terrifying.
This is crazy. So like right as we're about to give up and admit defeat, I just see this little thing.
White flick.
Yeah. Across the street, across the pond. And I was like, why? Boom. And she did this thing when she knew she was in trouble. She would just like melt. Like, she would just like go completely dead weight. And I would have to go pick her up because she would not walk.
Yeah. So Whitney had to cross the street.
Yeah. I had to cross the street, go to this pond. She was filthy in mud. I think she got in the water. She was soaked, carrying her in. I was like, oh my gosh. But now, because she was filming and like vlogging it was so funny to like look back and like, and laugh. Watch it, because like in the moment it was not funny.
No,
I was
not at all.
I was sick.
Had my fat camera out, just like low key filming.
And she's filming, and I'm just like, I'm stressed. You can hear it. My voice went, oh my god.
Yeah.
But now it's so funny, and it was just like
such a good memory. Like, this is that if you ever think about vlogging or like recording your life, do it, because it's so funny to look back and like, that's one of our favorite memories.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite videos that you have. Like, obviously she has. Yeah. Really good videos, but because like I think I'm in it.
Well, it's because we know the backstory. Yeah. And it's like we had to experience it, and now looking back, like we were freaking out. We wanted to watch Shameless. Teddy came over. We watched like two episodes. We were gonna watch the whole new season that dropped on Netflix. Watched like two episodes, quite literally.
Shout out to Teddy.
Oh yeah, Teddy, if you're watching or listening, I guess I should say.
I think he watches.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
We'll see.
My next favorite memory is the next one on the list, is when we went to Starbucks with Caitlin McKenzie, and it was our neighbor Brian and his friend, and your brother came, Jake. And I don't know what came upon him, but okay. So back before I even say anything, where we live, we have a Starbucks kind of 10 minutes away from us.
Not even.
And we would always, during the summer, we'd always go in front of the Starbucks, get Starbucks, and hang out for hours until outside. Like 11, 12 o'clock at night. Yeah, that's just like where we would go. This was how many years ago? Like five, six? Because we all also work together.
Yeah.
So like, it started off probably with us two and the Watsons, and then like our neighbor came and he brought a friend, and then Jake came, and we were just cracking up, having a good time. And it was by like a drive-through, and the, you know, like those like tall, like they're kind of like Italian. They remind me of like those Italian like skinny trees. It's like keeps you a privacy barrier between like the drive-through and where the patio furniture is. And all we dared Jacob to.
Well, first he was fake passing out.
Oh my gosh. I forgot. Who else was you? Solomon. Shout out Solomon. Long time no talk.
Yeah.
But Jacob and Solomon.
I'll give the backstory on that. So growing up, I grew up with Solomon. Jacob's my brother. And we would go to church camp, and for whatever reason, like, Jacob can make it, like, he can fake pass out, and it looks like he really did.
Like, he does a really good job.
Yeah, and he would just, they would dare him to do it, like,
in front of people.
In front of girls, and so that way they'd be like, oh, let me help you up, and then he'd, like, ask him out and stuff like that. So, like, he just was known for doing that, and one time he did it, and some girl accused him of trying to look up her dress. He got in trouble.
You're lying. No, that's so funny. That's not funny, but that's funny because I know it's Jacob.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Didn't mean to do that at all.
No, but she just like, oh my God, he's a pervert. And everyone was like. But anyway, so he started off like fake passing out at his also handles is right there.
Yeah, so there was a bunch of people.
Yeah,
I fell back on my seat. Jacob and Solomon were like literally fake passing out onto kind of like the curb, and people would like look at him weird, and then be like, "Yo, you good?" It was just a really crazy night.
Yeah, it was
just us being teens, yeah. Us being goofs.
Yeah,
and then Jacob literally jumped and hugged the tree. Like,
yeah,
literally,
he ran.
Yeah,
jumped
in
up.
The parking lot, jumped up in midair, like caught. Quite a bit of air. I have the video somewhere. It's probably my Snapchat. I need to post it on Instagram, like on the story.
We post it, yeah.
On Monday. I have to find it. And I mean, you could hear it snap.
Uh-huh.
And like we were cracking up. We were belly laughing. Like my gut hurt.
Yeah.
Because I had a six pack after. And then like 10, 15 minutes later, a cop pulls up and just starts circling the area. And we were all, we never get in trouble with the law besides Whitney. So like for me, I literally pulled a Lori and pooped my pants. Like quite literally, I was so scared.
I think like, didn't Jacob, and remember he had that big gentle bro van?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Jacob, this is why it's my favorite memory. Jacob used to always drive this van.
Like a creeper van.
Like creeper van, and it said gentle bro on it because it was supposed to be Gentle Brook, like a an elder, like a nursing home.
Yeah.
But the words like came off, so it just said gentle bro on it. And he would drive it around, and he pulled up to Starbucks, and he would fake pass out getting into the car.
Yeah, or he would like pretend that he's being abducted. Jump inside of it or jump out like he's breaking free.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So he hid in there when the cops came. Oh my God.
What a memory.
Yeah.
That just unlocked, like, I was just thinking of the tree. I forgot about everything else.
Everything else leading up to it.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, we just were daring him to, like, do stuff, and it just kept getting worse and worse and worse.
And he just, like, never cared. No. He's, like, one of those people that you feel like, the one person you need in the friend group to get the group going. Like, that's Jacob, literally. Mm-hmm. I think that has to be one of my top two memories.
Yes.
Of all time.
I'm just going to, we already talked about it for a brief second, but working together.
Mm.
So this was, it feels like such a fever dream now. Like, all of us worked at Hartville Marketplace and Flea Market. So like, it was a bunch of us from all different backgrounds, all different walks of life. But like, it was such a core, like, friend group.
No, it was.
That came out of it. Like, it should have been, like, it reminds me of, like, the Jersey Shore. Like, how, they all got together and then, like, they became, like, a unit for life.
It honestly was an extremely rare situation. Keep talking. I'm going to grab my cat.
Everybody just got, like, along so well. Like, it was just really weird, like, how we all just clicked. And that's how I met Sydney. Did we meet at the U first?
Yes, only a few times.
Yeah, only a few times, but like...
Actually, I think it might have been work.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't think you started going to the U until
after work. Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, it was work.
Okay, so that's how we met.
Yeah.
And we started hanging out and then going to the U on Wednesdays and just like... All of these, like, so it was me, you, Jake, Levante, Teddy, Alec.
Noah.
The Sam, Watsons. Sam,
Caitlin McKenzie,
Andrea, Myra. Who else?
I think that was it. Oh, Bethany.
Bethany!
I said Brittany. Hello.
Bethany. Like, Ariana was there. Ariana!
Oh, my gosh,
That Vine, or what is it?
I have no idea. Oh my gosh, like,
Ariana. Anyway, So we all just like clicked. Like,
yeah, it should have been a movie, honestly. It was so weird. Yeah. It was very rare.
And it was like we all got along. And
flipping,
I'm sorry,
patties, making
we
soup.
Threw down in that kitchen. Like,
yeah,
we threw down.
I was 16.
Yeah.
And we just, oh my gosh.
And I would say that, like, because of that place, like, I met my friends, my friend for life.
I hate physical touch.
I'm not in, like, constant contact with everybody, but I know, like, if I could, you know, I think the only people that I talk to every single day from the marketplace are you and Alec.
And your brother, Jacob.
And Jake.
Yeah.
But I feel like I could call
any of them.
Andrea. Mm-hmm. I feel like I could call any of them and be like, hey, you want to get together? Anna. I forgot about Anna.
Oh, my gosh. And she worked the front desk, though. Yeah, so yeah. That's why it was a little hard to remember.
I'm trying to think who else. Were you there for Dakota and Riley?
I got there right before, like, right after they left. Or right before. I don't know, but
you
no,
might
I don't
have
think
left.
So.
They might have been after you, but oh my gosh. This is not our memory, but I have one of the funniest memories. I have to just share it. Mm. So one time we pretended that we knew it was me and Riley got there really early, and Anna, I think. And Dakota, like, we knew he was really tired because he had something the night before. So we staged that it was, like, a rush. And we had, like, all these tickets lined up. We were, like, fake filling orders. And he came in. He's like, oh, my God. And, like, we just, like, left and left him to it. And he was like, what's going on? He was, like, just shook. But we made.
And we would have breakfast. We would serve breakfast.
Breakfast
and we
and
would
lunch.
Get a breakfast rush. And we would serve. And then lunch. And then, like, the big days were, like, 4th of July.
Memorial Day.
Labor
Day.
Oh, my. You should see the slabs of meat we were throwing.
Uh-huh.
And hustling.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, there was no reason, like.
But we genuinely had fun. Like,
yeah.
I didn't care to go to work.
No, like, it was so
like,
fun.
Like, now I'm like, ugh.
Right.
But it was just fun. And then, like, we had the best managers, Jason, Seth. It was like, just.
Man, I miss that job.
I know.
Like, I smell like a freaking patty every day, but man, was it a good patty.
Like, I wish that we could all go back for, like, one day.
I know. I would. Kinda,
I would too.
Give me Memorial Day. Like, give me us not being able to sit. Give Marion taking Jacob's seat when he busted his leg. Just give me that day back.
Pam.
I would never go back if Pam went back. Or Becky. Oh. You know what? You heard me. I hope she listens.
She doesn't. She hates me.
That's true.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, that was a good memory. And that's our origin story. And
speaking of origin story in Hartville, last year, just in January, Whitney and I took a vacation to the Comfort Inn
of Hartville, Ohio,
because they just opened and we wanted to go on a vacation, but we couldn't spend a lot of money. So we decided that going to Hartville was a good idea.
So we'll start, because that whole night was a vibe. So we were reading a book. We wanted to go there and read. But before, we went to Fresh Time and we met Elena.
Yeah.
We met this girl at the cashier and, like, we became friends.
She was so sweet.
Yeah. On Instagram. And, like, I still like her stuff, and she likes ours. And why did I just have those, like, pre-breath cries?
Yeah, are you about to cry?
I'm about to cry.
One time I saw her at Books A Million, and she was like, we need to get together. You are so sweet. And we never did. So sorry. I'm horrible at planning. But she was literally so sweet.
Yeah.
And then
so we bought, like, a ton of fruit and, like, snacks. And we were just going to go hang out at the room. I think we got Chinese that night.
Yeah. And it was this, we also went to take photos for, like, the first episode of our podcast.
Yeah. My friend Holly, we were talking, we first started, like,
in the hotel room. I met.
We took a sheet from the bed, hung it up, and we took the pictures with our old microphones.
I'm embarrassed.
Here it is.
I don't even know if I'm going to put it in here. That's embarrassing.
No, it's funny though. It's just, oh gosh, sorry. Somebody's at my front door. We took that photo, and then I was, like, texting my friend Holly because she was checking in. My grandpa was really sick at this point.
Mm.
And I also needed, like, a mental health day. So, like, Sydney was trying to, like, get me out of the house, and, like, we were having fun. And my friend Holly, she was like, what are you doing right now? And we're like, we're at the hotel.
Trying
she's
to,
like,
take photos.
She's like, well, come to the studio. I'll take photos of you right now. And we had so much fun. Mm-hmm. It was, like, midnight. We were just there. And then
took great photos. We used them literally all up.
Yeah.
We need new photos. So if anybody wants to take our photos, please. We'll give you a shout out on the podcast. We don't know how beneficial that is to you, but that's what we can offer.
But it was just...
And we'll pay you. Sorry. Go on.
It was just really fun. And we did like skincare. And we literally were there for what? One night? And we took so much stuff. Oh, no, it was two nights, wasn't it? Didn't we need two nights?
I don't remember. It was all a blur.
Yeah.
But it was fun. It was so good because it was just literally like... We were away from everything. We didn't have to worry. We felt like...
We unplugged.
Yeah. It was really good.
Yeah. So that was a good memory.
I like that memory. Because it was just relaxing. Usually like we aren't relaxed.
We need to do it again.
I know. We need to unplug again. I mean, I'm technically unplugged, but like, I want to unplug from the whole world. We should go up to Cleveland. There's that Airbnb that my cousin, like, remember? It looked like it's like in Mexico.
Yes. And speaking of Cleveland, I took this because I wanted to talk to you about it. But the director of arts and culture, the public library has this flower exhibit right now.
What?
We could go take photos there.
Sign me the mother up.
Yeah. So we're going here.
Are you good meet and greet at the Cleveland Museum flower exhibit?
Yeah. So, we definitely need to go do a small trip again. And then also we have big trips planned too.
Big plans.
Yeah. Ooh. We're going to become island girls again.
Oh yeah. Island girl.
I think I'm going to talk about Buc-ee's.
Bruh.
Crickets.
I knew you were going to say this. I don't remember Buc-ee's.
I do. So I went to visit Sydney in Alabama for my birthday.
Big mistake.
But the best thing that came from that trip was I learned what Buc-ee's was. And I went in there.
I do miss Buc-ee's.
I blacked out. When I tell you, I was so overstimulated. Like, number one, you can
get Mall of America for gas stations.
Yes. Yeah, you not only can you get gas, but you can get home decor, clothing, a pulled pork sandwich,
Dippin' Dots, candy, soda, underwear, milkshakes, skincare, body presents. Spray.
Yeah.
Presents.
Camping equipment. Like, it was just
hunting
insane.
Equipment.
I was there.
Jewelry.
I spent.
Shoes. Sorry. Buc-ee's merch.
Games. I bought Buc-ee's merch. I spent $112, I think, dollars. My first time there.
Homemade Buc-ee's beef jerky. How could I forget? And could you tell them some beef jerky right
and
now?
And I didn't even buy gas or anything. I just bought.
And their prices are always cheap. Like, their gas prices are always cheap. I used to, before I was in a relationship, I had a really good friend. His name was Gavin. Shout out Gavin. He's married now.
Doesn't talk.
We don't talk. Now that we don't talk. Shout out Taylor Swift. But I used to be really good friends with Gavin, and I can remember specifically, like, I was like having a mental breakdown, and I remember him being like, "Are you okay?" And I remember crying, and I ended up at Buc-ee's, and I remember sending him a picture of me in my outfit. It was god awful, and I was like, "It's okay, I'm at Buc-ee's." It was my comfort place.
Well, we're getting one in Ohio. Is it still far away?
Yes.
But we also have plans to drive to Kentucky, which is the closest Buc-ee's to us.
Yeah, I got to make a new memory. I got to get Gavin out of my head when I think of Buc-ee's. Get out of here.
You're going to think about me.
Yeah. Okay, shout out Buc-ee's.
Can't wait to see you soon.
But I just honestly do not remember you coming. The only thing I remember is when my mom made pasta at my apartment with you. And then I remember us going also to Hooters.
Okay, set the stage. It was the only restaurant open because the tornadoes went through, and we had to have my birthday party at Hooters. And that's all we're gonna say about that.
It was the best time. First of all, actually, I'm not even gonna just stop there. I love Hooters boneless wings because I'm not even gonna. When I went to the beach for spring break with Lexi and Hannah Mae, we went to Hooters. And I don't know who's trying to hide it, but I'm not. And I love Hooters boneless wings. They are so good.
I want to talk about what, I don't know if you remember this.
I wish it's really underrated, but I feel like Hooters is, I mean, it's if you like going, you like going. Personally, I don't go. But the few times that I have, I've gotten the boneless wings and they're so good. Like, I'm never going to deny a good wing.
Okay. They were good.
Sorry. I just had to make that a point. Like,
do you remember the pepper jelly?
Yes, and I remember.
We went hard.
Me, was it, did Tyler like it? Tyler.
I think so.
I'm going to send this to him. Hey, Tyler.
But I remember we were just like, we made
going
so much.
Hard.
Yeah, it was like.
Ham.
And then I was like sick. I couldn't even eat the pasta because we ate so much pepper jelly.
I love pepper jelly and cream cheese.
Uh-huh.
Pepper jelly and cream cheese, and Bucky's, Hooters boneless wings. Perfect combo. Perfect trifecta.
Yep.
I'm not even going to lie.
So that was mine.
I love, okay, I remember Bucky's. I remember it was the last day in Alabama for you and my mom, right? You had to drive home?
Yes.
Okay, that's why I remember. My next one was for my birthday, we decided to go to D.C.
Uh-huh.
We went to Washington, D.C. And
it was hotter than sin.
It was hotter than Satan's asshole. Let me say, like, you ever,
like,
you ever want to feel what hell would feel like if you were questioning whether or not you wanted to go?
It was DC.
Go to DC in August. Like, literally.
Uh-huh. It was literally, I think, I'm not even being dramatic.
And
when
walked
I say it
to all the monuments.
95. And we didn't know.
Humid.
Yeah. Humid. And we didn't know that you could like take trains, like,
or just like Ubers.
Yeah.
Why did we not do that?
We did at the end. Remember, there was one, it was like half miles at Uber. we walked like 50,000 steps and
it was awful.
I was drenched.
Yeah, like, it was so bad. Like, I honestly didn't think Whitney was gonna make it. At one point we were sitting on the bench. I was like, bro, this is it. Like, we're going home.
I was like,
we're toast.
I might puke.
It was bad.
Yeah.
But we did see a lot of cool architecture, history. I saw the... Did Abe Lincoln Theater, where he was shot, was that there?
I don't know. I don't know anything about history. Let's not talk about it because it's embarrassing. The monument, like, yeah, the Lincoln Memorial was
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but where he was shot, that theater?
Somebody, can you help us? I don't know.
I don't know.
We
Alec,
also,
please.
Yeah, we gave water to squirrels,
mm-hmm. and they were. We like saved coming, a couple squirrels.
Yeah, they were coming right up to us because they were so thirsty. And there was no water anywhere. Mm-hmm.
Felt like Snow White.
Sydney danced at this train station. Do you remember?
No,
I have a video. Of
was it the metro station?
The metro station.
The first day we got there, because we stayed with your relatives.
Yes, yes. We stayed
oh my gosh, we saw that homeless man peeing on the building.
He was peeing on the building and Sydney was just dancing right next to him.
Yeah, I mean, it was a vibe. DC, like, baby.
We were like, and that was, I think, my first time I ever been on public transportation.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I'm privileged.
That's yeah, bad. That's true. What else did we do? We slid down those things like I did. No, I have a video of a kid sliding down. We took a lot of photos. We went to Brandy Melville. That was so fun.
Brandy Melville. We went shopping. You got a tattoo.
I got two tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
Should I talk about it?
Talk about it.
So basically, we were going to get home like at 2 a.m. the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, say we were coming home. We were driving home on a Friday. We were going to get home Saturday morning at 2 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
My mother texted me when we're on our way home. We're going to a movie with Edna. That's what I'm going to call her. You know Edna? I know Edna.
I don't know.
Yes, you do. Biker shorts, Edna.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We're going to a movie with Edna. And I'm like, who's we? Because not me. I'm sleeping in. And she's like, I already bought the ticket. Like, you're going. I was so mad. I don't know why I was so mad. Like, uh-huh. It was just like a deep-rooted anger. It's uh-huh. Also because it was a Christian movie, and I love God so much. But Christian movies are cheesy. I'm sorry, but we need to do better. Like, we needed to do better. I forget what it was, but it was a Christian movie. And I was like, I'd rather watch a cheesy Christian movie in the comfort of my own home mm-hmm. rather than going to the theater at like 9 a.m.
yeah.
to watch this movie after I'm driving home from DC at 2 and getting home at 2 a.m.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Not happening. I was ticked. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get some tattoos because I don't care. And my parents don't hate tattoos at all. Like, they have tattoos. I clearly have tattoos. Obviously have tattoos. There's no denying the fact that I love them. Side note, my mom one time, she's going to kill me for saying this on the internet.
Should we?
Yeah, I don't care. Hey, mom. So basically one time my parents took IQ tests and my dad got a good score, 126. My mom got a really good score of 91. And so she's a little bit airy in the brain sometimes. And whenever she says something really just over the top or like out, just out of pocket or just downright dumb. We call her 91. Like literally. So one time she was reading something in the news or like something, an article. She goes, "What is this fight of we?" And I was like, "What?" And I read it and it was World War II. Like she actually said we and it was World War II. I was like, okay, 91. Like that's just the definition of my mother. So it's like, and I would always make the joke with them anytime she'd say that. I would always tell her that I was going to get 91 tattooed on my body. And so she had pissed me off. And I was like, you know what? It's about time that I stick with my words. And I put my money where my mouth is and my money where my pen is, my tattoo pen, and get a tattoo. Mm-hmm. So we go to this like feminist woman's tattoo parlor in the middle of like DC, Virginia. It was amazing. And I was like, I need a tattoo immediately. And so I was like, also, can I do another tattoo on my neck? Side note part two. You forgot?
No, just the way you said that, on my neck.
When my brother was a kid, he was dropped on his head. Not by my parents. Disclaimer, not by my parents.
JCPenney.
JCPenney, you're lucky we didn't sue. So JCPenney dropped my brother on his head. And we didn't know until years later and a lot of patients and therapy and doctors. That his C1, C2 spinal cord is damaged. Okay. So I never got along with my brother and I'd always call him a pain in my ass. Can't get a tattoo in my ass. So I got a B for Bailey on my neck because he's a pain in my neck in the same area where like the C1, C2 spinal cord is. So if you ever want to know what it is, that's what it means. It's Bailey. Love you. And then I also got 91 and 126 tattooed on my arm for my parents so I can always remember them. And so I got home and didn't tell him, and I was sitting there, my mom was on the phone, I'm just sitting there, and my dad's like, you get a tattoo? And my mom's on the phone, she's like, what is that? And she looks and she sees 91 and 126 and she immediately knows. My dad's laughing, my mom's on the phone, she's like, Edna, I gotta go. Did you get a tattoo? I was like, yeah I did.
Actually I got
another one for you. And I said, Bailey, come here, I got one for you. And I showed him. And it was the best time ever. Mm-hmm. And it was the funniest thing. And everyone, that's the most talked about tattoo that I have.
Yeah.
What's 126.91? Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah.
You ever taken an IQ test? And they're like, yeah.
We should take them.
No, I won't ever. Because I know mine would be lower than my mother's. And that's the next thing that people say. Mm-hmm. Is like, have you ever taken one? No. Like, I'll say it loud and proud. No, and I won't. Like, I will always just have that to make fun of my mom. Like, I won't ever prove that I'm smarter or stupider. So.
Love you, Lori.
Yeah. That's why I have my tattoos.
You're smart to me.
And that's why I love the DC trip. Because we just ended off with a bang. And my mom is very, very street smart. Book smart, not so much. But I'm not either because I barely graduated high school. I barely graduated college, but I somehow ended up with college honors. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay, your turn.
That's all I gotta say. Wasn't that mine?
I thought I did DC.
I don't remember. God, I yap too much.
Or no, maybe you did.
I don't know. Should we just go to the next one, which is Harry Styles? Should this be our last one?
Yeah, let's not talk about Harry now.
Oh. No, I'm saying like this should be our last one because it's 38 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because the other ones like aren't as cool.
Yeah. Okay. We got tickets to see Harry Styles in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. And it was when I lived in Alabama and Whitney lived here still. Mm-hmm. And we met up in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Got a really crusty hotel.
Oh my, I loved it though. Mary came. Shout out Mary. Mm-hmm. Miss you.
It was the best night of my life.
I just like feel like I had an outer body experience.
Literally, like this is insane, but like it was almost like spiritual.
I remember a couple of times I was raising my hand like I was in church.
Yeah, I was just like, I honestly almost caught the ghost because
like was just like revealing the gender of someone's child.
Yeah, I was like, like it was just amazing. He's amazing.
He's such a good performer.
He's a great entertainer.
He's like, so hot.
He's funny. He's witty.
Mm-hmm.
He can keep
a crowd entertained.
Yeah, he kept me entertained. That's for sure.
Yeah,
and. I just want to talk about one thing that happened afterwards. afterwards. So it was like, I can't remember. We Ubered there. And
did we Uber or did we walk? No, we Ubered.
We Ubered because it was kind of far. Mm. We had to get out because they couldn't get in and walk. Well, there was so much traffic that we had to, our Uber, like,
canceled. Well, it was right on Broadway, and we couldn't get an Uber.
Yeah, they kept canceling because they couldn't get in.
It was too expensive.
And there was this guy, and he had a minivan, and...
Shout out guys with minivans.
I just walked up, and I said, can we pay you to take us in our hotel? Mary and Sydney are like, no, we can't. We can be. I said, you got faith?
No, you didn't tell us.
Oh, yeah.
Until after.
I pretended it was an Uber because I knew they wouldn't.
Yes.
And I made us get inside of.
I mean, he was whipping it, too.
Yeah. I feared for my life.
I was chilling.
His driving.
I was like, ooh, we got an Uber. And y'all suck.
No, we did not get an Uber. I just saw a man that had a minivan, and he said that he would take us for $25. I gave him $25.
I mean, it was, and I also was just a little light in the loafer, so I was just like feeling really jolly. I was literally, it's like
we were on a high.
I was on a high. Like,
yeah.
You just saw Harry Styles in the flesh.
We were in the same room as Harry.
Like, there's going to be documentaries about... I didn't mean to knock him off. Don't call me PETA. I just didn't want him to hit the. Anywho, I don't really care. That's my cat. So
yeah, there will be documentaries about
amazing he is. Yeah, One Direction. He like was in One Direction, and you're telling me that like I wasn't gonna be high after like extremely
like seeing the love of your life.
Yeah, like I have standards, and they're back then. They were Harry Styles, but now it's my new man, my new lover.
Harry's the dream.
Harry is a dream. Harry's my hall pass.
He's my only. Like, there's nobody that compares.
But I sometimes feel like you're never going to love someone as much as you're going to love Harry Styles.
I know. I have to pray about it all the time. Like, God. I mean, I love God more, but like anybody else.
Like any potential husband.
Yeah.
It's just going
to
be Harry.
I'm going to have to be delivered from it.
Like, I'm never going to find someone attractive if it's not so-and-so. Can't tell you who. I just can't.
Uh-huh.
Like, I saw a cute guy at the gas station, but I was like, yeah, I can't.
Yeah. She didn't even wait around to see.
No. I didn't have the desire.
I know. That's how I feel with Harry. Like, that's why people are like, oh, don't you want to date? I'm like, I am dating. Dating Harry Styles.
Literally. Like, oh, it's just, like, so sick.
Yeah.
Anyways.
This is why we're friends, because we're both delusional.
Yeah. I mean... I don't consider myself delusional.
Okay.
I just consider myself a firm believer in getting what I want.
Getting what I desire.
Yeah, and like, you know, the desires of my heart.
Yeah. Well, we hope you enjoyed this.
We hope that you get the desires of your heart.
We hope that you make long-lasting memories with your friend.
Yeah, and we hope that you enjoyed my cat. I didn't mean to knock him off the couch. But he kind of deserved it.
And as soon as we tear down, he'll be gone. We won't see him the rest of the night.
I know. He's such a little...
diva.
Brat. Come here. You want to say hi to the podcast?
Pick him up. Put him on it.
Okay.
Come here,
Freddy.
Look, he's running away.
This is TJ. Hi, TJ Maxx.
Oh, I'm falling. Yeah. This is TJ. He hates being held. Can you tell? Look at him.
Hi, buddy.
Yeah. Do you have anything to say?
Aww. He said to like and subscribe.
Yes.
And follow Instagram. Follow my YouTube. Mm-hmm. Follow Whitney's Instagram. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want. We love you.
Yeah.
We hope you're good. We hope you liked our...
If you have ever hung out with us and you're our friend, comment below your favorite memory with us.
Yeah. There's going to be no comments. If you're new here, comment that if you subscribed.
Yeah.
Or if you're new.
Exactly.
Or just don't, I guess. Just leave us hanging.
Can we have outro music, too?
That's the outro music.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone. We love you so much. Love also, don't forget to stream Tears in the River by Maddox Babson.
Tears in the river. He's gone, gone forever. He's a Sunday setting. Go.